Blog Talk Radio. For joining Veronda Bellamy Inspired.
Thank you for joining Veronda Bellamy Inspired. Most gracious and loving God, we come to you right now, God, thanking you for the Veronda Bellamy Inspired platform, God. We thank you for being who you are, God, and giving yourself to us, God, making yourself available to lead, God, and protect us, God, as we continue in this mirage of life, God. We love you, we adore you, and we count it all well, God, in the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen, amen, and amen. Good evening, lovelies. What is up, guys? Welcome. And thank you for joining Veronda Bellamy Inspired Content of Relevancy. Guys, it is the new year. It's 2015. And by the way, happy doggone new year to y'all. Happy new year to everyone. I have a rich show, guys, lined up for everyone today. Okay, so I want you guys to sit through the entire show today, okay? Again, welcome and thank you for joining Veronda Bellamy Inspired Content of Relevancy. Guys, the focus for this month is new beginnings. New beginnings. As we think about and reflect over our lives, there frankly are some things that may need to be addressed, realigned, uprooted, and dismissed. Heck, for many of us, the new beginnings is not a thing. It can be a person. So let me rephrase that for you guys, okay? As we think about and reflect over our lives, there are some Franks, Tyrone, Bobbies, Marks, Lisas, Renees, Shaquanas, and Pookie in them that may need to be addressed, displaced, uprooted, and dismissed from our lives. Why? Because there is no more room for them in this season of your life. This does not mean that you forget it or them, because our memory is just that. What it does mean, guys, is their season in your life has ended. They can no longer rent space in your life, effective immediately. You like that? Effective immediately. See, this life that we're living, guys, we control what's happening in our lives. We have to find a way to make sure that we have our lives focused and heading in the direction that will bring forth the greatest good for our lives, for our family lives, for our friends' lives, for everyone that we have the opportunity to share our lives with. Guys, you want to be able to leverage yourself, your resources, your knowing, your power from within. See, God has given you a spirit of success. He's given you a spirit of doing well. And if you're not doing these things, guys, you can't get upset with God for things not being the way that you would like for them to be. It's your fault. You've got to uproot and dismiss anything or anyone that does not have room in your life any longer, effective today, so that you can start your new beginning. If that is your sweetie, someone that you may be dating, if that is someone that you don't like, it might be a little bit easier for that person. I don't know. What you think? But sometimes the people and things that we have in our lives that we think is good for us may not be good with us. So you have to have the discernment on knowing when and how to properly remove it or them from your life in order to start and explore your new beginnings. So I know, trust me, I know. I can see some of y'all saying, but how do I let it or them go? How do I let Pookie know that this ain't quite working out? Or how do I take control of my debt? Or I don't want to cause mixed feelings or want anyone to think I'm acting funny. Or if your new beginning requires you to release a thing or an object or a thought, how do you make sense of it? How do you actually create such a huge shift? How do you let something or someone go that once meant so much to you? I can see you guys thinking these things there. I can also see you thinking, what and who will replace that individual, that thing or that object? How will I be able to make more money if I let this job go? My education is not all of that. How do I pull my finances together? Where do I go? How do I start? How do I cut back when there is nothing to cut back from? Or maybe your new beginning is writing a book and you just don't know where to start or how to start. So essentially, you want to start your new beginning, but you are unsure just how to do so. I have a book that I highly recommend that is called The Pain Stops Today, 10 Steps to Discovering Your Purpose. This book is an easy read, guys, and I wrote it that way intentionally. It will help you to really launch your new beginning, no matter what it or them may be. As I prepared this segment, I had to pick the book up and actually go through the 10 steps. And when I went through the steps, I was like, wow, they need the whole book, not just one step. They need the entire book. The book will help you to really launch your new beginning, no matter what it or them may be. Taking a step into your new beginning, guys, is also the first step of it's called the E4 Philosophy. It's a coaching program. The first step is exploration. If you have to really explore yourself, you have to be willing to delve into your thought process, consider your actions, discover your beliefs before you can properly launch your new beginning. Why? Because if you don't, you are merely acting with no real thought, no real plan. Think about it this way. Most changes that are made with true, authentic, and unadulterated thought processes last, if not a lifetime, they lead you to a strong footing in the foundation of your new beginning. Exploration is absolutely necessary. It is the very first step, right behind prayer. So you pray first, and then you begin to explore as you transition into this new beginning. Maybe for some of you, perhaps you don't recall a time that you actually put true, authentic, and unadulterated thoughts into something, somebody, or anything new. If that is you, the program is for you. the E4 philosophy. See, guys, I was put here to help you all make sense of living. You have several ways, guys, to begin the process. One of which by going to my website, and that's www.verondabellamy.com. You click on the coaching tab, and at the top menu, which is on the top menu, I'm sorry, you click on the coaching tab. Once you click there, you go to the explore button, and you'll see all of this once you're on a website. And you may want to write this down. So let me just back up. Go to my website, verondabellamy.com. Click on the coaching tab at the on the top menu. From there, you click on explore, and you're able to get your downloadable program right there. Some of you may want to speak with me. You may prefer to speak with me, and if feasible, meet with me. And that's fine. I'm available to assist you guys with that as well. I am here for those that need me. On my website, all you have to do to schedule an appointment with me is you go to verondabellamy.com, verondabellamy.com. You click on Book Veronda, which is on that same top menu, and then click Book Now. And just schedule your introductory phone call with me. The introductory call, guys, you don't have to pay anything at all for that. It's just a way for me to really get to know you, get and kind of gauge exactly what services you will need and which direction you will need to go in, okay? I just want to get to know you guys on a deeper level, and that's what that introductory call is really all about. It's real easy, guys. Just go to the site, schedule whatever you need, or you can download the program right there. A lot of people are just downloading from the site directly because you can easily, you know, get the content that you need almost, you know, within like a week's time. You'll have it right there with you, and you can begin this process on your own. So it's completely up to you. My motto, guys, overall is I am here to help you make sense of living. That's my story, guys. I'm sorry. Y'all might not like it, but it's my story, and I'm sticking to it. That is what I'm here for. I'm here to help you make sense of living. I hope you guys are enjoying the show. And as I always say, I want you to sit back and continue to enjoy. Just heard was Lori Walker, Free in Him. Her album is available on iTunes as well as Amazon for purchase. So let's keep this party going. And as I was preparing for this segment, guys, of New Beginnings, my thoughts went to this quote that I've heard several times before. I'm sure you guys have heard it before as well. But the quote or poem, it goes, "Watch your thoughts. They become your words. Watch your words, they become your actions. Watch your actions, they become your habits. Watch your habits, they become character. Watch your character, for it becomes your destiny. Character is everything. And unfortunately, I was unable to find out exactly who wrote that quote, but it's a powerful quote and it's so relevant to the things that we are dealing with today, guys. So as we continue going forward, if you think about it, your character is, if your character is not where you would like for it to be, it's not where you would like to see it, that is a clear indication that it is time for you to explore yourself, guys. Truly, authentically, and unadulterated. My last guest that I had on before the holidays was the incredible Cece Clark. Cece Clark is she's a part of the Motivating the Masses team, which is under Lisa Nichols. You guys may know who Lisa Nichols is. She's been on Steve Harvey. She has her own thing that she has going, coaching and development programs, leadership programs. Absolutely phenomenal woman. I had the chance to meet Lisa myself back in April of 2014. I flew out to sunny San Diego, guys, solo dolo by myself, was completely scared out of my mind because I had never flown to such an unfamiliar place by myself before like that. But I did, and it was such a powerful experience for me, and it still is a powerful experience for me. I met some awesome women from the conference that I attended with Lisa Nichols, and one in which was Miss Cece Clark. So Cece Clark, she stated during that segment last month, was that you have to be unapologetic for the way you live your life, guys. You have to show up in life every single day, okay? Every day you have to show up. Sometimes you might be tired, you might not be able to give it 100%, but guys, you need to strive every single day to give life all that you have, because it truly is a blessing to be able to live life. It's truly a blessing to have life, to wake up and you can open your eyes and you have one more day to get it right. So you have to be unapologetic in the way that you move about, how you shake, you move, you bounce, whatever, the way that you do your thing in this life, guys. Be unapologetic for that. And that's what Cece stated to everyone. And she was 1,000% correct. You have to live your life so that you feel 100% at home, guys, with yourself, even outside of your home. Your spirit, your soul, which is your mind, and that's a whole different segment, and I'll come back maybe perhaps later and talk a little bit more about that, but your spirit and your mind must be free. Again, let me recite that poem or that quote again to you guys. Watch your thoughts, they become words. Watch your words, they become actions. Watch your actions, they become habits. Watch your habits, they become character. And watch your character, for it becomes your destiny. Character is everything. So with that quote in mind, reflect, guys, just a little bit on the start of the quote. It started off with, watch your thoughts. Thoughts, that is. Now let us reflect on the end of the quote. Character. Character is everything. In a nutshell, we are what we think we are, starting with our thoughts, ending with our character. Watch your thoughts, they become your words. Watch your character, for it becomes your destiny. Character is everything. So guys, you have to really be conscious of what you are thinking. And I know you're like, okay, well, thinking, that's my mind, right? That's my thoughts. Okay, yes, you got to be conscious of your thoughts. You have to be, you know how you can be driving down the road sometimes and you're like, so for some, it's been days, guys, seriously, where I have driven and don't recall anything that I passed or anything, like for like 5 miles. And I'm sure I'm not the only one that's dealt with that. You can get so caught up in your thoughts to where you're not really, really, really aware of what it is that you are thinking. You're just thinking. And the problem with that is your stinking thinking will produce a character that may not be what you want it to be. Okay? So you have to really be aware of what you're thinking and make sure that it does align with the Word of God, that you are living your life, guys, so that it is pleasing to God. Not saying that you have to be perfect, but that should not stop you from striving for perfection. And one way that you can strive for perfection is by being aware and conscious of what you're thinking. And when you do that, your character will automatically fall in alignment. Is that made out of velvet? I don't know where that came from, but yeah. At any rate, guys, the beauty of this is, honestly, you can start anew, okay? You can master life. If your thoughts have led you to a place that you don't like, honey, it is all up to you to make that change, starting today. At the top of the show, guys, we agreed to not allow debt, jobs, depression, confusion, family discord, rape, abuse, Frank, Tyrone, Lisa, Renee, Shaquana, or Pookie and them to rent unmerited, wasteful space in your life, our life, effective immediately. That notice has been served, just in case you didn't get it. You've already sent out to the world at large, the spirits to be, guys, that you are taking control of your life, okay? I want you guys to join my exploration program. It's perfect for where you are and how you are saying, and you're ready, guys, to start your new beginning. You're ready to explore yourself on a much deeper level than you ever have in your life. You're ready. You're ready. And that's what that program is all about. You can download a copy of the program directly from the site, verondabellamy.com. You can also get a copy of my book, The Pain Stops Today, 10 Steps to Discovering Your Purpose, directly from the website. Also, you may download a copy of my financial series, which aired last January 2014, from my website, guys. Those are powerful tools that can help you guys in getting clear and helping you to really begin to explore yourself. You got to ruffle your own feathers a little bit, guys, to get down to where it is, to get clear about where you need to go and who you need to do it with, okay? What needs to be in your life, what doesn't need to be in your life. You have got to get clear on those things. While you're on the website, you can play back the previous shows of my awesome sauce host, Veronda Bellamy Inspired, guys. Is honestly, it's available now on the following schedule. So, for example, we have United Monday. And by the way, guys, I announce right now that we have a new host for United Monday. The host name is Ambassador Natalie Brown, who is housed out of Columbus, Ohio. She will be starting with us as of tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock a.m. for United Monday. Then Tuesday morning, 20 Youth Tuesday, is hosted by the anointed Pastor Nathan Davis. If you have not heard any of his segments, something's wrong with you. I don't know why you haven't. Maybe, okay. this is your first time tuning in. I'll allow that for this one time. But if you've been listening, you know, to the shows and you haven't had a chance to hear the anointed Pastor Nathan Davis, honey, you've done yourself a disservice, okay? Listen to him 7 o'clock every Tuesday morning, and that's Eastern Standard Time. Then we have the unadulterated Reverend Laura Davis Perry, who hosts Woman Up Wednesday. Reverend Perry just tells it like it is. She is very passionate about providing women with insight, wisdom, and power that will propel you all, women that is, into being a proverbial woman, really is the whole premise of all the things that she shares with you guys. Awesome, awesome, awesome sauce. Listen, Couple of Thursdays, which is hosted by the illustrious Minister Shirlene Alexander. Guys, all of the hosts that is on Monday through Friday, every day, they are sent from God. This man and these women are absolutely phenomenal. Heck, sometimes I listen to the shows and I am in tears from the content and their segment for that particular day. So there's no reason for any of you not to be inspired. You have content that comes to you every single morning, 7 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Granted, sometimes, guys, I'm not able to start the show right at 7. However, that is always my quest to get the show started at 7 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you call into the broadcast and it's not going, just give us a few minutes to get everything behind the scenes back up and going. It's quite a bit that happens behind the scenes, so just bear with us. But don't just like think that we're not going to come on. We will for sure show up. But then when you turn around, then you have Freedom Family Friday, which is hosted by myself. I'm Veronda Bellamy, Reverend Laura Davis Perry, and then Minister Shirlene Alexander. And we just talk to you guys about family dynamics based on scripture. And it's just a good time that we have fellowshipping together and sharing the content with you guys. Finally, you return every Sunday, like you did tonight, 7 o'clock p.m., for Veronda Bellamy Inspired Content of Relevancy. With the K, I have occasional guests on. I'm trying to do a little bit better with getting a guest on. I got a little bit of more help than what I've had since the beginning of the season, so we're going to speed things up a little bit more. But at any rate, you just never know what I will bring to you. Heck, most of the time, I don't know until about 3 hours before the start of the show. See, that's how God works. He keeps things exciting. I love being an ambassador for God. I love the ministry that He has created for me. It's so different. It's so unique. It's so God, right? And my mission, guys, honestly, in a nutshell, I could tell you guys all these things and whatever. To make it plain and simple, my mission is to help you make sense of living. And again, guys, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it, okay? Catch us on iTunes. You can go to iTunes and just type in Veronda Bellamy Inspired, and the shows will populate there under iTunes Podcast, and as well as Spreaker, Spreaker. Go to Spreaker, and again, type in Veronda Bellamy Inspired, and the information will populate for you there as well. Guys, it's a lot. Yes, granted it is, but it is very rewarding. I absolutely love what I do. I'm going to be speaking at an event that's coming up in April, and I would love to see you guys there. And when let me share that content with you guys on the next show. So next Sunday, I'll have a little more information about that and how you guys can register to attend the event and all of that good stuff. So at any rate, all I know, guys, is that God is up to something, and I'm not going to stop. I want to thank you all for spending this time with me today. I pray that you have received inspiration on beginning your new beginning, starting anew. I want you guys to remember I am here to help you along your journey. That is what I've been put here for. I want you guys to feel comfortable and know that anything that's shared is confidential. I want you guys to be ready. I want you to take that bold step. I know some of you might be contemplating, oh, maybe I should, I don't know. Well, should I get the book? Should I do the coaching program? I don't know which way to go, but I do know I need to cut Tyrone and them off. I know that. I need to get out of this depression. I need to step beyond this divorce that I've had and I'm still living, and it's already, the divorce is final. Like, I need to, it's time for some new beginnings, right? And if that is you today, you head right on over to my site. And if nothing else, guys, go ahead and start up with the exploration, the explore program. Start exploring, right? So with that, guys, you will have content that will send you well on your way. If you would like to speak with me, absolutely, go ahead and schedule your booking or book your appointment on verondabellamy.com, and I will certainly make sure that we do have that conversation that's needed, guys. I want you all to not forget to join host Ambassador Natalie tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. as she launches her first powerful segment of United Monday on Veronda Bellamy Inspired, guys. I want you to smile at someone, hug someone, and show someone the love of God today. Be inspired. Thank you for joining Veronda Bellamy Inspired. Thank you all for joining Veronda Bellamy Inspired.